So this is your apartment. After all this time, I finally get to see it. You know, most guys would have cleaned up a little before inviting a girl over. Don't worry. I've seen your desk. I know you're a slob. Besides, your place is more cluttered than dirty. Well, are you gonna keep me waiting? On that drink, of course. It's Friday, which means it's officially time to relax. Perfect. You go make those drinks and I'll go make myself at home. God, did you hear what Jeanette was saying to me before we left? She was asking me for the projections for next week like they do her any good this late in the game. I swear, she forgets that not everyone wants to spend every waking second in the office like she does. Hello? Are you listening to me? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you focus on the drink making. I'll just entertain myself. Let's see, how about some music? I see a stereo over there, but where's the CD player? Hey, where are your CDs? Record player? Seriously? God, you're old-fashioned. No, don't worry, I'll figure it out. Alright, so this should turn on the stereo, and this should turn on the record player. Now, where are your vinyls? Ah, there they are. What are our options? Oh, there you are. What are we drinking? Perfect. No, it's okay. I got it. I'm not done judging your music. Mad Villainy. Good start. Disappointment Island. Sounds promising. Okay, what is this art supposed to be, even? It's like a giant armadillo tank thing. Relax. I meant no disrespect to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. What's this? The Shape of Punk to Come. Ooh, so we've got a little bit of an anarchist streak, do we? Gonna overthrow the system. Maybe tip some cop cars. Oh, really? And how would you know what kind of music I'd like? Just because I listen to the top 10 station doesn't mean I can't appreciate the finer points of screaming punk rockers. Good. Now you go get us two more drinks, and I'll start the music. You were faster that time. Were you worried I'd mess up your record? Oh, you had a second one ready. Good boy. Stop standing there like an idiot and come sit down on the couch with me. It's not like you've got a lot of seating options in here. There you go. Why are you acting so strange? We've hung out almost every Friday since I started working here, but now that we're doing it at your place, suddenly you're all stiff and weird. What do you mean you're worried? Really? So you don't bring anyone here? No, I get it. Everyone needs a safe space to unwind and be themselves. You for, you know, letting me into yours. So, I'm the first girl you've brought here, huh? That's flattering. And what exactly makes me so special? You trust me? Are you sure that's all? It has nothing to do with the looks you steal from your desk, how we bump into each other a suspiciously large amount, or how you froze when I called you good boy. Don't worry, I'm not mad. Like I said, I'm flattered. Look at me. I know you're shy, polite. You like to move slow, but fuck all that. Tonight, you're going to be my good boy, aren't you? Say it. Good.